November 21st, 2024. Present are myself, President William Greer, Commissioner Mary Shelf, and Commissioner Azure Fudge Hart. There will be no public comment at this special meeting. Are there any disclosures or recusals from the commissioners? Hearing none, we will proceed to our first item of business, I believe, is the reconsideration of a motion from the Madison Police and Fire, from the Madison Police Department.
That's correct, Commissioner Greer.
Okay.
At our last meeting, we brought forth 39 personnel for consideration to move over to permanent status coming off of their probationary period and erroneously included seven officers from an accelerated class who are not due to come off probation until May of 2025. And so we reached out and contacted Attorney Rousseau and notified her of that error. I apologize for that error. We're working to make sure that it doesn't occur again. And so we are looking to resubmit the list with just the 32 who are coming off probation on October 30th. And we remove those seven accelerated officers that will bring them back to you in May.
Thank you. Have commissioners had a chance to review the revised list?
Yes.
Yes, and just a quick question. It looks like we still have 39 on the list that's attached to the agenda. So it's the one from that we got from Attorney Rousseau, correct?
Yeah. So printed on the agenda is the original one because that's the
Okay.
motion that you would be reconsidering. The attachment to that item is the shorter list that the police department resubmitted.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have the 32 member list. Do you have it, Mary?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I just wanted
Okay.
to double check.
I would entertain a motion to approve the revised list. Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, President Greer, I would suggest that the order of operations to make the minutes nice is
Okay.
motion to reconsider, which has to be made by somebody who voted yes on the motion at the last meeting, which I believe was all of you. And then a motion to amend to swap the two lists and then vote on the motion as amended.
Thank you, Michael. I will move to reconsider the motion.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we reconsider the police department's list. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I will now accept a motion to amend the MPD list of candidates.
I make that motion. I'll move to amend the candidates for approval, and I believe the date, I don't have it now that I for the date as listed in, oh wait, there it is, November 30th of 2024 for the 32 names as listed in the memo in the attachments.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Okay.
Thank you, and we'll work to prevent that from occurring again.
But one more. So now you have amended the motion, and sorry, you need to vote three times to do the thing you wanted to do.
All right.
So now we need a motion to adopt the motion as amended.
I move to adopt the motion as amended. Is
Second.
there's a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to adopt the motion as amended, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. The motion carries.
Thanks.
Oh, all right.
For our second item of business, President Greer, MPD, is seeking consideration and potential action to add 13 candidates to our police department hiring list. We have submitted over to you all the bio profile of these 13 candidates, and we've incorporated them into our overall photo board, which was also attached for your review. And again, we're looking, seeking to add these 13 candidates to our hiring list. And I'm happy to introduce them individually, or I'm not sure if you've already had time to review those and want to do this as a group.
Have people had time to review those?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I have not. So, Captain, would you so kindly review those names?
Certainly will.
My benefit?
Certainly. The first applicant is Samuel Akinduro. He is an African-American male, 22 years of age. He has a bachelor's degree from Southeast Missouri State University. He's currently employed as a sales associate. Next is Jack Austin. Jack is a white male, 22 years of age. He has a bachelor's degree from UW-Madison in political science, and he's currently employed as a server's assistant. Third is Delaney Brown, a white female, 22 years of age, speaks limited Spanish, has a bachelor's degree from UW-La Crosse, and is currently employed as a sports supervisor. Next is Mason Kronk, a white male, 23 years of age, also with limited Spanish. He currently has 60 credits towards a bachelor's degree from Southern New Hampshire University, and he's employed as an orthodontic technician. Next is Cade Goodrich. Cade is a white male, 27 years of age. He has a bachelor's degree from the University of California, Riverside. He's currently employed by the U.S. Army Reserve. Next is Noah Hansen, a white male, 23 years of age. He has a bachelor's degree from St. Louis University. He's currently employed as an aircraft charter coordinator. Next is Maurice Henderson, African-American male, 21 years of age, has 69 credits towards a bachelor's degree at UW-Milwaukee. He's currently employed as a program leader. Then Edgar Hernandez, Hispanic male, 21 years of age, speaks Spanish, has a bachelor's degree from UW-La Crosse, and he's currently employed as an administrative support position. Next is Jacob Harzewitz. I'm going to have to work on that one, I think. A white male, 23 years of age, speaks Polish. He has a bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois at Chicago. He's currently employed as an operational sales coordinator. Next is Julian Lutz, male, mixed race, 23 years of age, with a bachelor's degree from UW-Milwaukee, currently employed as a window cleaner. Next is Jeremy Reutenbach, a white male, 25 years of age. He has a bachelor's degree from DePaul University, and he's currently employed as a crisis intervention specialist. Next is Madeline Roberts, white female, 30 years of age, with a bachelor's degree from the University of Massachusetts in Boston, currently employed as a courier. And finally, Michael Schmidlkoffer, a white male, 49 years of age. He has an associate's degree from UW Oshkosh and a bachelor's degree from UW Stevens Point. He's currently employed as an arborist. And those are the 13 individuals whom we're seeking consideration and approval to add to our hiring list.
Are there any questions of the captain?
No.
I would entertain a motion to add these individuals to the MPD hiring list.
I move to add the candidates that Captain Patton outlined to the candidates list.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion to add these individuals to the hiring list for the police department.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. The motion carries. Is there anything else, Captain?
That's it from police, and we very much thank you for the special meeting and also for working through this this error on the probationary status list. Thank you for your time. And thank you also, President Greer, for joining us for the last week's graduation. We were very grateful to have you there with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Quite a special event.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yep. So we move now to the Madison Fire Department items.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just a few things that popped up that we weren't able to accomplish last meeting. So I appreciate the time today to be able to work through these. We do have a couple action items. First one being Chief Carbon recommends the promotion to the rank of apparatus engineer. The members that I'll list below with the normal probation period of 1 year pursuant to State Statute 62.13, Section 4, Paragraph A. Personnel file review was completed by Commissioner Veronica Figueroa-Velez on November 7th of 2024. Pending your approval today, the promotions will be effective November 24th of 2024. And those four individuals are Firefighter Corey Hessling, Firefighter Brian Steele, Firefighter Paramedic Marta Darrow, and Firefighter Adam Perez.
Thank you. Jenna, Veronica has sent us her recommendations. Do we need to retire to closed session to review those?
I think it's become our practice is that we always go into closed session to review and discuss before we do our motion.
Okay. Contemplated closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85, sub 1, sub C, to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, to consider preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file reviews. Firefighter Corey Hessling to apparatus engineer effective November 24th, 2024. Firefighter Brian Steele to apparatus engineer effective November 24th, 2024. Firefighter paramedic Marta Darrow to apparatus engineer effective November 24th, 2024. Firefighter Adam Perez to apparatus engineer effective November 24th, 2024. And apparatus engineer David Schrenn to lieutenant effective November 24th, 2024. Is there a motion to retire into closed session?
I'll make that motion to move to closed.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we move to closed session at this time. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries. We will see you in a bit. All right. We are reconvened in open session. I move to consider the preliminary recommendations to approve the preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for promotion of the following candidates. Firefighter Corey Hessling to apparatus engineer. Firefighter Brian Steele to apparatus engineer. Firefighter paramedic Marta Darrow to apparatus engineer. Firefighter Adam Perez to apparatus engineer. Apparatus engineer David Shrimp to lieutenant. All effective November 24th, 2024.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the fire chief's recommendation for the promotions as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. Assistant Chief Bavery, is there anything else from the fire department?
Yeah, thank you for that. I also, not really an action item, but we do come January, we have a handful of people retiring, which we, as you all know, we have a list of people on the wait list that have been successful in the lieutenant's process, just kind of waiting their turn, which requires a file review from one of the commission members. And due to the holidays, I thought maybe I would just ask to put it on your radar. Normally, I would ask that request at the next coming meeting. But again, with the holidays, I just wanted to throw it out there to maybe just get someone at least assigned to the task. There is six individuals that will be looking at promoting to a lieutenant come mid to late January, after that January Police and Fire Commission meeting. So it'd be great if we could do those file reviews before that meeting if possible.
Do these file reviews have to be done Monday through Friday, like regular business hours, or can they be done on the weekend?
It's a good question. We're not typically admins closed. Mm-hmm. I guess I would have to try to make special arrangements to try to come in off duty and come in, or come in and open up the building and get those files open for you. But if that's the only way to round it, I'm totally in to do that. Or at night. And in fact, we could probably make that work, because we have one chief working every day. They're the officer in charge of the whole city. They could actually lay it out. I think we could work around it for sure. My only concern is if they're on a call, but we can make it work if that helps.
Commissioner Fudgehart, is that something that?
Yes.
Workable for you?
Yeah, I have more availability like after 5 or on the weekends. If you wanted me to do the next one, I think I would be the next person in rotation. And you said that the fire ones were pretty good
mm-hmm.
to start with.
Commissioner Shelf, are you available to assist?
I am. I can. We'll work out a way to do that. I can help.
Okay, thank you.
That's wonderful. So I'll just kind of wait to hear from you both as far as dates and times that might work for you. Just feel free to send it to me or Denise, and we'll definitely be as accommodating as possible for sure to get that date and time that works for you both. Really appreciate it. And that's it from Fire.
All right. So do we have any other business?
One bit of housekeeping. Who made the motion and second to come out of closed session?
President Greer made the motion.
I made the motion. And did you second?
Ooh.
I
thought you did too, Mary.
All right.
Super.
And Commissioner Schaaf seconded that. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries. Enjoy your day, everyone.
Michael, do you need me to make your host so he can? Oh, I guess he got out. Okay. See you later, William.
So long, Mary.